This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We're going to begin today talking about the names of Jannah. And of course, the most common name and the prominent name and the one that is used most frequently is the term Jannah itself. In fact, it is used over 120 times in the Quran to describe, of course, the abode. And what does the word Jannah mean? The root of Jannah, Jin Noon. Anytime this root occurs in the Arabic language, it means something that is hidden, something that is concealed. And of course, the asal or the basis is Jim Noon Noon Jannana, and then the last two have been merged with a Shadda Jannah. So any word in the Arabic language that revolves around the Jim and the Noon, there is something hidden in it. And therefore, for example, the term Jinn is used to describe those entities that Allah created that are beyond our vision. That's the Jinn. And the Janin is the embryo because it is hidden in the womb of the pregnant lady. And the Mujin is the head covering. That when you go to war, you wear that head covering. And the Majnoon is the one whose brain is concealed, so he is crazy or he acts crazy. So he's called Majnoon because his brain is concealed or his intellect is concealed. And the term Junnah is used as a shield. So our Prophet ﷺ said, As-sawmu Junnah, that fasting is a shield or a barrier. So Junnah, shield, because when you put that shield, you are covered. Remember the term Jannah means everything that is covered up. Jim Noon Jannah, not the Jim Noon Ta, which is the what we're going to come to. And therefore, Jannah, with the ta marbuta, which is what we're talking about, Jannah is a garden that is concealed from the eyes of men. So anything that is beautiful, that is luscious, that is green, and that is covered up, that is called a Jannah. And so by definition, the term Jannah with the ta marbuta, it means beautiful gardens that are concealed from others. It's your garden. Nobody else will have access to it. It is something for you and only for you. And that is the term Jannah.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود